Hello, I'm Doreen Shields, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night, when you are safe, and when no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. I want you to get comfortable and let yourself relax. And as you get comfortable, I want you to look at something just slightly above eye level. Pick an object, something to look at. Slightly above eye level. That's right. Just let your eyes rest up there, looking at a particular spot or object, and continue to relax. Because as you relax and look at that spot there, you can begin to notice any changes that occur here. Notice any blurring or the difficulty of focusing or holding your eyes there, looking at that one place. Although at first it may be difficult to recognize those changes here as you attempt to try to be unaware of them or to keep staring at that spot or that object. Just slightly above eye level, using all of your effort to hold your eyes there. But after a while, you begin to notice. But after a while, you can begin to notice the effort it takes to try to be unaware of those changes that occur. Just little ones at first, that slight blurring of vision. The heavy tiredness in your eyes, or the way the spot seems to move about, or changes shape or color, and your eyes become more and more tired and heavy, a tired, heavy feeling that you felt before as you stared at something, and your eyes began to water. Begin to want to close, to blink closed, and you want to stay closed and rest that tiredness. That's right, because everyone knows how it feels when the eyes get tired. As the body relaxes, so tired and heavy, and the eyes begin to close. And everyone knows how much more comfortable it would be to allow your eyes to close now. That's right, because after a while they've become so tired and heavy that they almost seem to close by themselves. And your eyes can close slow now. And as they close, you can feel how heavy. You can feel that heavy, tired relaxation begin to spread throughout your entire body, arms, face, the legs, and the mind relaxes as well. Eyes closed, the entire body can relax, and you can drift down into a deep relaxing state. You can drift down into a deep sound sleep, a comfortable relaxed trance, a comfortable relaxed state, where I can talk to you and your unconscious mind can listen, even as your conscious mind yourself. The same effortless way that the eye eyes drift closed and relaxed. In the same effortless way that your eyes drift over and closed and relaxed. And as you continue to relax, deeper and deeper into relaxation. I'm going to count backwards from 10 to 1. With each number I say, you'll go deeper and deeper into relaxation. You'll be 10 times more deeply relaxed than you are right now. All right, now 10. As you continue to relax, I want you to now imagine yourself standing at the top of a tall, snow-covered mountain, looking down into a valley below. In this valley is the place you have been attempting to reach. Though your journey has brought you as far as this mountaintop, further progress toward your objective is blocked. For all along the mountainside are numerous barriers and obstacles. These represent everything standing between you and the attainment of your goals. Bend down and pick up a handful of snow. Examine this. You will find it to be soft and powdery, comparable, in a way, to your own determination, which has, at times, lacked firmness and strength. Add more snow now, packing it more tightly in your hands, compressing it into a snowball which is firm, round, and hard. As you do so, feel your own assertiveness and determination becoming stronger and firmer too. As hard and as firm as the snowball beginning, prepared for its trip down the mountainside. Walk over to a very steep incline at the side of the mountain and gently roll the snowball down it, straight at the obstacles below. Quite slowly, the snowball rolls down the mountainside, growing in size as it does so, until it attains the proportions of a large boulder. It then becomes an avalanche, sweeping everything before it as it continues on its journey to the bottom. The way is now clear, as all obstacles have been swept away. You can begin to descend. You can begin to descend the mountainside where your courage and determination have gone before to clear the path. As you imagine yourself striding purposefully down the mountain, you will know that in your own mind, your determination is continues to grow, as did the snowball, until it became sufficiently strong to sweep away every obstacle in its path. You will then be able to attain whatever goals in your life you have set, just as easily as you can now imagine yourself descending the mountainside. You descend the mountainside easily. Sometime later today, perhaps this evening, and tomorrow too if you like, I would like your unconscious mind to have an opportunity to give a surprise to you, a present, a pleasant gift, something special, something nice, an unexpected pleasure, a wonderful feeling, a particular taste perhaps, or a brilliant color, something that suddenly stands out and gives you a warm pleasure. That special feeling of a special treat. So nice to be alive, to experience that. A brief moment, perhaps, or a long one. A giggle of amusement, or a luxurious sigh. So keep an eye out for it, for that time when your unconscious mind sneaks up on you and opens up your mind. Special feeling then. And as you continue to relax, I wonder if you can remember now, as you continue to relax and listen carefully to the things I'm saying to you, how it feels to watch someone do something utterly amazing, like in a circus or a magic act. Where you can sit there in the audience, eyes fixed, mouth open, mind absolutely still, stunned into total silence by the incredible thing happening right there. Someone doing something you thought could not be done, balancing or lifting, twisting or turning in ways never seen before. And you just sit there watching, amazed by it all, entranced by the performance, like you are in a trance right now, and can return to that memory of how it feels now, whenever you begin to do something old or something new, learning or doing, because many years ago, people began to learn that when they want to learn something or do something, they do not need someone yelling, someone telling them what is wrong, not even in that tiny voice they carry in their head. That just prevents you from paying attention to what you are doing. So the secret they discovered was how to relax and to go along for the ride, with your eyes and your ears open and your mind quiet inside. Just watching quietly and allowing events to occur. A silent passenger, a fascinated tourist, the way it felt to ride a horse, which I did as a child, out across the fields, then winding through the woods. And no matter how far away I went, or how lost I was, I just returned that horse around. I just turned that horse around, relaxed the reins, and let it go wherever it wanted, because it knew the way home. yourself relax this way and let it do what it can do for you, more than you can imagine. Things to watch in amazement, mind absolutely still, silently enjoying, totally fascinated by those abilities to learn and do whatever you want to do, whatever you want it to do. So as you relax and remember, the mind absorbed this way, a sponge on water, soaking it all up, clear and still, learning to do this at other times, in other places, and discovering how it feels to be amazed and thoroughly enjoy what that unconscious mind performer can do for you as you allow it to. And so as you relax more and more, your mind wanders at times, the way gypsies wander from place to place, never going anywhere special, just drifting from here to there, which sounds romantic and relaxing, unless there is some place you really want to be, something you really need, something you really desire, because it is hard to be stuck where you do not belong, doing something that is not for you, doing something that is just not for you. But it's even harder to not know where to go, to get where you're going, when you do not have a map. Instead, just turn here or there, or go wherever the road takes you, without planning ahead, without knowing how to know what is the right direction for you, what you really want to do. Consider the animals of the world, how they migrate from place to place, and you could wander. How it would feel to wake up one day and suddenly feel a feeling that tells you as sure that it is time to do something different, time to fly south or to swim north, time to cross the tundra or time to cross the ocean. The feeling that whales feel, that elk feel, and the birds feel, that King Solomon and monarch butterflies feel, the feeling inside that directs Canada geese in the right direction. So how does it feel to know something without knowing why? To know something with every cell in the body, something very quiet, something unspoken, the way a small child knows with absolute certainty when it wants a drink of water and will cry until it gets it, but is still not old enough to know what the word thirsty means, like how you feel when you want something to eat, a craving, perhaps, a desire, a wanting, somewhere deep inside. The kind of feeling we feel when we picture what kind of meal we crave, watching people in a restaurant, looking over the menu, trying out different foods in their minds, imagining the tastes and textures until they find the one that tastes perfect to them. They just know that it is. They just know that is it. They know that is it. They're trying on clothes to see if they fit. They're imagining possible
discovering the place and time. It just goes with that feeling. That feels or tastes or looks or sounds exactly right for you. A place where you feel just like you want to feel. Doing what lets you feel the way you want to feel. That's right. Imagining that future feeling where everything is just fine and you've finally gotten what is needed and you finally have gotten what is desired. Finally moved where you belong. You finally have moved where you belong. Know where you fit. Know where you're going. And you can enjoy going there as sure as any animal that somehow seems to know which way to go, which way to go to get there, back where it belongs, knows what direction to go. You just go there, right to where you need to be comfortable and happy and where you belong. To relax, continue to relax. It may be useful for you to utilize the opportunity now to think about what you've experienced, the thoughts, images, understandings, and how you might use these things later on. From one day to the next, because you have an unconscious mind and you have a conscious mind, and those two minds can learn from your experiences here today. Some things that you can utilize to deal more effectively with those things that have been problems for you before. And so before you continue to drift up into conscious awareness, normal wakeful awareness, it is your privilege to use this comfortable self-awareness to become more aware of those things you could use later on, those learnings, abilities, and skills you may have overlooked before, to give you a new view of possibilities for a new way. For a new way of thinking and feeling and doing things. That's right. Take some time now, a brief time that seems to be a long time, to review and plan, and to some level of awareness, those things you will do later on, those things you may change later on, as you begin to use more and more of you. You can use that time now, because in a few moments from now, when you drift up and awaken, it may be interesting for you to know that in that drifting, relaxed state of mind, where thoughts drift by like dreams that enter awareness for a time and drift through the mind, while some are left behind to be utilized later on, and others are remembered, and others are remembered, or seem to be remembered at first, but then become more and more distant, forgotten over time, and the entire experience can seem so far away, as your unconscious mind protects the conscious mind and leaves those things behind, forgotten but remembered too. And time changes too, so you can now know what a trance it's been when you begin to know that what seemed to take a short time turns out to have been a long time, or what what seemed a long time really was no time at all. And as you continue to relax, you now drift off into a peaceful sleep. When you awaken in the morning, you'll feel energized and ready to enjoy an amazing day. So drift off to sleep now. You drift off to sleep now.